CBS News Brief. 9 days of mourning are now underway for Pope Francis following his funeral. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At the Vatican Sunday, St. Peter's Square was packed again as the faithful join in a mass on the second day of Novendiale. 9 days of mourning for Pope Francis. At St. Mary Major, mourners lined up to see the Pope's tomb for the first time as the Basilica was reopened to the public. Saturday, he was buried there in a simple tomb with the Latin name Franciscus.
At least 9 people have been killed in Vancouver after a car struck revelers at a street festival.
Everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming. Nobody knows what to do. The dead bodies there, so it's very heartbreaking.
It was terrible to see. I couldn't even imagine that it's actually happening in real life.
The death toll from a massive explosion at Iran's largest commercial port has risen to 28. It happened as Iran and the U.S. met Saturday in Oman for the third round of negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit Money Fit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having 2 checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. A southeast breeze with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy and mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see some storm chances out there. Partly sunny, mid-60s. Better chance of severe weather Monday night. Right now, it's 37.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com. If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
The music of the stars on the air till high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it, see? End of April, and a few thoughts along that way. Say one from Robert Frost. I like this. April and Frost seem to go together, especially this year. But here's the quote. The sun was warm, but the wind was chill. You know how it is with an April day, when the sun is out and the wind is still. You're 1 month old, and it's the middle of May. That's all. Oh, that's the title.
Ashes for flames and love lips. won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
Don Ray, Jean DePaul wrote that. With Julie London.
Last April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. So soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Last April, that taught me this.
George Shearing, Emil Newman wrote that, and the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Monroe next up.
I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April fool. Not for just one day a year, but every time she's near. I'm controlled by April, I'm called the April Fool. Love her more than I can say, her every wish I'll obey. I love her more than a bee could love a flower. I feel like I'm caught in an April shower. And if April will let me stay her fool, she'll be glad that she has found an April fool the whole year round. I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April fool.
I'm caught in an April shower. I'm content if April will let me stay her fool. She'll be glad that she has found an April fool the whole year round. I'm a fool for April. Yes, I'm an April fool. Yes, I'm an April fool. I'm an April fool.
Kind of a jaunty song. If you're the fool. How'd that all start anyway? April the 1st. Holiday to trick people. Nobody really knows, I guess, but there's some legends, and I thought, pass it along in the 1500s in France, right? You know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame and all that? Something to do with the Gregorian calendar. See, the French used the Julian calendar earlier. And the spring equinox, well, that's near, if not on, April 1st. But then under the Gregorian calendar, our New Year's is January 1st. Well, the French weren't aware of that. The legend goes. So they continued celebrating the new year around April 1st. Well, they were apportioned as April Fools, the story goes. Anyway, the Americans grabbed it on a couple of centuries ago. Anything to have fun on that chilly month of April. Pat Boone made a blockbuster movie along with Shirley Jones. In 1957... Threshold of summer, huh? I'll take it. Well, it wasn't just Pat Boone, it was Shirley, too. 1957, when Pat Boone played, get this, an ex-con.
She's the one. good dancer. You are too.
Thanks.
What I meant was...
You don't have to explain.
You know something? You're a good sport. Coming over tomorrow to help with the jalopy?
Afraid I'll be busy. Good night.
Pat Boone, Shirley Jones.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm. And love and spring were new, but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.
Oh, we had that last week. The sound cut off. I thought they'd fixed it. I'm sure they did. This is static electricity. There's a little engineering talk there for you. Oh, here's Norman Luboff with April in Portugal. Remember that? You remember the melody. You don't remember the words. That's because there aren't any. Luboff from Chicago, Illinois. Lubaugh from Chicago and his great chorus. Most of the people were from the Midwest. I met Lubaugh once in Kenosha at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. I still remember that. And the warnings, do not record. Well, the house was full. It was at the Communication Arts Theater there. I have a Lubaugh story for you. The great picture, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea for Walt Disney, featured a song by Kirk Douglas. Well, Kirk wasn't much of a singer. Maybe in the shower, things like that. But they hired Norman Lubaugh to teach him how to sing that one song. A whale of a tale. And I found a candid picture of Lubaugh working on that. It's on the Internet Movie Database for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Good picture. Great music. Paul Smith's final score for Walt Disney. He retired right after that to raise pecans in Arizona, and the job went to a Kenoshan. Music director for Disney Studios went to Will Schaefer. The Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Love is a season within our hearts. We never know when it will come and go. Love is a season, no calendar charts. There is no date for it. Simply wait for it. You wait for it while the summer turns to fall. Wondering, will it never ever come along at all? Then suddenly, like the spring smiling over the hill, love says hello.
Crosby next up from 1940, a forgotten motion picture with a forgotten song. Universal Studios, the picture If I Had My Way. Jimmy Monaco wrote it, though, with Johnny Burke, both buddies of Bing. Here it is, Madonna, 78.
I used to think a love song was none of my affair. But one fine spring I heard a certain music in the air. April played the fiddle, and my heart began to dance. And I was so surprised to find my arm around romance. April played the fiddle, and I memorized the tune. And later on, a dream, and I went singing to the moon. Then May began to gossip, and June just winked her eye. And you should have seen the know-it-all expression on the fiddle. Ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart. And June just winked her eye. And you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle. Ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you come a calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me, the first warm day, on the first warm day. Rush me away.
music of the star. This is Bing Crosby's very last record ever.
I watch the seasons come and go, and I have seen them all. The sunshine turning into snow, and the summer into fall. In early spring, when I was young, the song of life was boldly sung. Instead of walking, I would run, and life had begun. The month of May gave way to June. The summer spread its wings. I met a gal, and very soon we thought of other things. The chapel and the wedding tune, the sweet words and the honeymoon, the garden and the bungalow, the blessings would flow. The sylvan splendor of each day reveals a simple truth. Though life is good along the way, we've said goodbye to youth. And like reflections in a glass, we see another season pass. The peaceful calm of autumn days, that's something to praise. Never cease to be amazed in spite of winter's call. That family we have raised has grown up strong and tall. The autumn stillness makes me feel that winter has its own appeal, and now the seasons have unfurled.
Crosby, Gilbert Bacon wrote that. That was recorded in early 77. Bing was gone. This is his closing chapter. Rod McKeown, the music of the star on the Civic Media Radio Network.
April people try to smile even when they're sad, 'cause they know behind the rainbow things can't be that bad. April people, that's the general rule. And more than once, a lonely heart has made an April fool. Born in April, sad of heart, some child. You could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people, nothing
nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too. A lonesome child, you could make the sunshine with even half a smile. Nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too. That we say, pressed between the pages of the book, have turned to gray. But still, I close my eyes and hold them and know that it's not April again.
That wonderful old Jolson song, April Showers. Yes, it is.
Frank Sinatra on a radio air check. With the Dorsey Band.
Though April showers may come your way, a flower that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along, and where you see on the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers,
Professor Pootwaddle, and now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom and blay, a bale of hay the other day. A very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street, and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car, and we went to the corner, and we stopped, and he said, "Would you run across the street and mail this letter?" I said, "No." So he ran over himself. That's a killer. And when it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you see. It's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxicabs. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals, a daffodil, a defodoo, a doofa-whiff, a whiff-and-poofs. Whiff-and-poofs. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, ah, April, how I love it. The spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come along. that the shower?
No, that's not Spike Jonze. It's Doodles Weaver. Music of the Star. Dave Chambliss next. The Stars, Dave Chambliss, what a band.
When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regrets. Because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hill, you know they'll bring crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever.
the stars. Good morning. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is... Tell you more in a minute. But stand by for news next on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, Madison. WMDX. I got a Madison guy for you next. Dean Elliott. Here's Dean Elliott out of Madison. Rondell High Noon. High Noon. Weather forecast to him. Good morning, Eau Claire. WCFW. Oh, now you want to know who Dean Elliott is. Okay. William Bunt. You know, like in baseball. Birthday, May 11th. Ouch, that hurt.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Roman Catholic faithful have begun visiting the tome of Pope Francis. CBS's Bradley Blackburn hears from Vatican expert Frank Rocca on what's next.
Preparations are now underway for the conclave that will choose the next pope and the direction of the Catholic Church.
Certainly every conclave is a referendum on continuity or change. Francis at this moment is on the political losing side. The causes that he espoused, defensive advocacy for migrants, care for the environment, for the poor, these sorts of things are not fashionable right now.
The conclave is likely to begin next week.
President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky met privately in Rome, with Zelensky saying,
"So it's about how to bring peace closer, and we want to continue such meetings."
Police in Canada say a car struck revelers at a street festival, killing at least 9 people and injuring an unknown number of others. They do not believe it's terrorism. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.